The corpse on the makeshift dais at the center of the two-room cabin was still warm when the dreaded knock resounded off the walls. Not yet, Aveline thought. I'm not ready. She gripped her father's lifeless hand. His scarred features were serene, as if he had found the peace in the afterlife he never experienced in the ruthless criminal underworld of Las Vegas. She studied his aquiline nose, silvery hair, and pale features. Death did little to lessen his commanding presence, and, for a moment, she was unable to accept the demise her own eyes had witnessed. They had both believed he would die in a fight or in the prisons of the Shield, the police overseeing the inner and outer cities making up Las Vegas. His illness caught them both by surprise, and his unexpected death left her feeling as if her entire world had been swept away by nothing greater than a sneeze. It did not seem plausible for a child to die from a minor illness, let alone someone as strong as her father. Would he wake up once the stage of the illness was over? She felt for his pulse, already knowing it would not be present, but desperately wishing she'd been wrong the previous dozen times she had checked it. The knock came again, this time harder, and dashed her hope. Many people were waiting for her father to pass. One of them must have paid a clairvoyant to know the exact time, for Aveline had not left her father's side in a week or spoken of his condition to anyone. The men at the door had come as much for her as for her father's body. At 17, a half-breed with no family would not last long in the city that readily devoured the lost, friendless or weak. Her father was gone, and her survival depended upon her accepting this and moving on before she followed in his footsteps. She could almost hear her father lecturing her to be practical, logical, to think of her own life now that his was over. But I don't want to leave him. Aveline reached for the knife at her waist and glanced over her shoulder to ensure the door remained locked. Either she stayed and faced those sent to enslave her, or she fled and left her father's body exposed to those same people. Fresh organs sold for the same price as a newly orphaned teen in the city. They'd strip his clothing and hack apart his body, and then destroy her home in the search for valuables. The thought of anyone dishonoring him stoked her anger, and she yearned to disregard her father's insistence she always control the hereditary curse she bore, the part of her touched by the devil. In a moment such as this, she wanted to let the devil's wrath free upon anyone who drew near her father's body. Avi, come on! The urgent hiss came from the direction of the crawlspace leading under the back wall of the cabin and into an alley. The black-haired head of her closest friend, Rockford, known as Rocky, poked out of the crawlspace and his dark eyes settled on her. Her fury fizzled and the devil's hunger for blood loosened its grip on her. Aveline's mouth went dry. Her heart pounded loudly enough to fill her ears. Part of her understood Rocky's urgency, but moving did not seem possible when she realized she would never return here, never see her father again. This was their last time together, and the infuriating knocking was ruining it. The door buckled beneath the fists of the fate waiting for her, if she did not flee. Avi, Rocky insisted. Wiping warm tears from her cheeks, Aveline sucked in one last breath, laced with her father's familiar scent, then leapt to her feet. She hurried to the lopsided dresser where they stored their weapons and yanked open the bottom drawer. Her father had drilled into her the importance of never allowing their only possession of value to fall into the hands of anyone outside their family. More than once, he had shown her the envelope in the drawer and reminded her of how dangerous his position was, and how likely it was that she would one day need to protect his treasure. Those coming to dismember her father would take his body, but not his only treasure. The small gesture was all she could think of to do to honor him before he was lost to her forever. Shoving the envelope into her pocket, she dropped to her knees in front of the crawlspace and shimmied beneath it just as the front door splintered under the blow of an axe. Waiting for her, Rocky reached in and hauled her out of the hole into an alley reeking of rotting refuse and human waste. "There are 10 of them, including the Shield and Miguel's men," he whispered to her. "They were arguing over who decides what goes to who. Hopefully, it will be enough to distract them so we can run." Aveline barely heard his words. Rocky's eyes darted up and down the alley, aware, whereas she was numb. The sting of winter nibbled at her ears, fingers, and nose, and she shivered reflexively. Her breath floated over their heads in tiny puffs toward the night sky, away from the alley, from the damned city.